dear brother, we weren't expecting you for another fortnight. Are you okay? Did the hunt go as planned? Oh, thank goodness. You had me worried for a second. Come on, come inside. We can't let you freeze outside in the night any longer. So, do you mind me asking why you're back so early? I can only imagine it must have been important as a lot of eyes were on you for the performance of this job. What? You heard the vampires are closing in on our town soon? That's so terrifying, brother. The thought of those fucking monsters. Oh gosh, it really does scare me quite a bit. Say, brother, before we continue this conversation any longer, let's get you sat in front of the fireplace to warm up. Yes? Go on, sit down. I'll remove your shoes for you. How long do you think it will be till the vampires close in on our village? It's just... I can't imagine dear Papa and Mama wanting to leave our home. It's been in our family for decades. Would you mind if I sit next to you? My knees do hurt a little from resting on the floor in front of you. Oh, thank you, brother. Mama says that when I'm 18, I'm of age, and I shouldn't be alone in a room with a man. You think she's right? Well, that doesn't apply to you, surely. You're my brother, after all. You're my family. I think it's a bit silly that I can't cuddle up to my brother. I miss being able to do that. You miss it too? Oh, brother, that makes me so happy to hear. Perhaps we could do it now for old time's sake? Oh, dear brother, that makes me so delighted to hear. Oh, it's been so long since I felt something this warm. The heat of the fireplace can't compare to a body. Well, yes, I will be able to do this with my husband one day. It's just... I don't mean to sound like a spoilt brat, brother. I must say, I do not wish to be married as soon as Mama wants. I have so many things planned. Besides, my breasts aren't anywhere near big enough for breastfeeding, nor are my hips large enough for birthing a child. My husband will think me merely an ironing board more than he would do so a wife. Look here, brother. What do you think? Do you think they're too small? You don't? Oh gosh, I am flattered, brother. I must say, though, you do look a little red in the face. Are you perhaps ill? Here, let me check your temperature. Oh, dear brother, you're so warm. So warm and so dreadfully stupid. What's gotten into you? Gosh, you sound like such a prude. You may be acting like a prude, but I can see you eyeing up certain assets of mine. You can pretend all you like. Oh, my dear brother, getting lustful for his doe-eyed little sister. I almost didn't think a heroic, handsome man wanted by everyone in the village would fall for it, but... I guess even a man as yourself is weak for my charms. Forever the goddamn hero. Do you really believe you got here on time? The vampires led their attacks months ago. You're already too late. Mama, Papa, they're already gone. You left us behind when it really mattered. And so I paid the price. They turned me, your darling, sweet little sister. That's right. They did unthinkable things. Shut up! You're not sorry. You don't even care. Given the chance, even you would fuck your own darling sister. Oh, it's okay. Oh, don't be scared now, sweet brother. Like I said, Mama and Papa are not here now. No one is. And so, no one but I can judge you. I can imagine this is a lot to take in, but I'm working on a schedule, so do try to work with me. See, the vampires at the top don't like you. You've been killing off some very important vampires, and as much as I would love to give you to them, I can't. Why? It's always the questions with you. Well, I'm not so sure, really. Every inch of me wants to sink my teeth into your pretty little neck, feed from you and rip out your arteries, but alas, I simply cannot. So, you see, I tested you as a prime vampire hunter. You know one of our weaknesses, a fire. I heightened your senses, I played with your emotions, and yet, even with a fireplace, you still haven't tried to kill me. Why is that, brother? Is it too hard to kill your poor, precious little sister? Can you not fathom the thought of your beautiful sister perishing at your own hands? Yes, that's why. You're dreadfully boring for someone who goes around slaying vampires for a living. Listen carefully. I'll be very transparent, okay? You see, I'm going to play a game with you. One last test. Every time you answer no, I strip off a piece of clothing. There's no places for compromises. You will do as I say. So, first question. 5 minutes ago, did you want to fuck your darling little sister? No. Well, your heart was beating mighty fast and your face was awfully red for someone who wasn't interested in that. Do you want to choose what clothing I remove, or should I?
What do you mean?
Did you not listen to me? Every time you answer no to one of my questions, I strip. I guess I'll decide what comes off first. I think I'll take off my stockings first. You don't mind if I just hitch up my skirt while I remove them? Oh, dear brother, really? Must you whine so? You know it's a good view. If you really didn't want to see me remove my clothes, you'd say yes. Right? What's that? Another no I hear? I've barely removed the stockings. Gosh, you're such a lustful little whore. I'd let you pick the next piece I remove, but you are so picky. I reckon you're a breast man, are you not? I think maybe I'll leave that to last. For now, I'll remove my skirt. Tell me, what do you think, seeing me like this? To tell you the truth, brother, I've never been this undressed in front of another man. Even though I've turned, I've stayed completely pure in such a virtue. Does it make you hard imagining your precious little dove spreading her legs for a stranger's cock? Well, I mean, if it doesn't, it could always be your cock. Would you like that instead? Or we could make a deal, brother. You could take my virginity and fuck me raw, or I can go outside and fuck the first person who approaches me. What do you say, brother? Option one?
No.
Okay, that's another piece of clothing removed, by the way. You look like a breast man, so I think it's only fitting to remove my corset next. Go on, keep your eyes on me as I do so. You know, it saddens me that you say no, brother. You want to watch your poor little sister get taken by any old stranger on the street? There could even be two, three, a whole group of nasty men. Oh, but brother, what if they have dirty hands? Oh, I can feel them. Help me, brother. They're all over me. You could save me, brother. You can take me instead. Wait, yes. Wow. Wow. I didn't actually expect you to be this pathetic. It's kind of sad, really. Funny too, but definitely sad. You think your cute little dove of a sister is still somewhere in this body, don't you? But look at me, brother. Everything you knew of your sister is gone. What I am now? This? Oh, this is what your sister is. What do you say, dearest brother? Do you still want to take me? No, no, no. That's all you ever damn say. Do I really have to act like a precious little bunny rabbit caught in a trap to get your attention now? As soon as I turned 18, you saw me in a completely different light. As a woman, not your sister. Even back at the start of the year before I turned, I could tell you lusted for me. Okay, you know what? Let's try something else. Back when I was an innocent dove, I would have never let you bed me. But now I'm turned, you get your damn wish. So, dearest brother, I'm not going to ask. I'm going to tell you. You can come here and fuck me till you tear my cunt apart. I'll let you do it day after day, and you'll stay by my side as a bitch who knows nothing but to fuck and ravish and whore about. Or you can go outside. You can forget your sister, your family, and move on. You'll never turn back, and you'll never see me again. So, what will it be, brother? Give in and live a life of danger, sin, and lust, or move on and forget I ever existed? Well then, you've chosen well, sweet brother. Oh, you look so ravishing underneath me. Honestly, I can't contain my lust for you any longer. I could have taken you in a million ways, but... Oh, but this way? This way, where you give in to me and tremble underneath my touch, is so much more entertaining. It's almost too much to bear. I know we had rules in place with you saying no and my clothes being removed, but that game's over now. I'll take off my panties and I'll shove them in your mouth. There's no point fretting now. You've sealed the deal, brother. You and me? Oh, I've got so many plans in my mind for the future. But for now, I'm going to stuff myself with your filthy cock and ruin what's left of my supposed innocence. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes, dear brother. I didn't expect your cock to be so fucking thick inside of me. Oh, I guess appearances can be deceiving. Oh, God. I really didn't expect this, though. Oh, am I the first girl to ride your cock? Is your dear little sister the first one to get a taste of you, you poor pathetic little virgin? My perfectly tight cunt wrapped around your fat cock as I ride you. You like it? Oh, it's a dream come true, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. You know what? I don't understand why sex is so shunned in the mortal world. Cock feels so fucking good. Oh, now I've tasted you. I'm not sure if I'll ever be able to get enough, quite honestly, big brother. I can feel your cock pulsating as I ride you. Oh, God, it feels amazing. Oh, do you like trying to thrust up into me? Do you wish you were on top instead? Oh, what a shame. Look at you with my knickers in your mouth. You look pathetic and adorable at the same time. Was that a whimper I heard? Do you like it when your sweet sister talks down to you? Oh, how fucked up. I love it. I love you. I really fucking do. I fucking love that pathetic look that is sprawled across your fucking face. I love the way your body trembles under mine, and I love how I can feel your blood pulsing through your cock. Your fucking precious blood. Oh, brother, oh, do you want to fuck my tight cunt for eternity? I need you to answer me honestly, okay? Yeah? Oh, I'll take my panties out of your mouth. But before you answer. I want you to really relish in my wet cunt. And remember how this feels first. Yeah? Oh, you love it, don't you? I can see you slipping. I can see you giving in, and that's okay. That's perfect, brother. Me and you, oh, we can fuck our way through eternity. Forever. Oh, we'll never have to stop. Oh, I know you like the sound of it, don't you? Don't you? Oh, here, brother. Oh, let me remove those from your mouth. Oh, I'm going to ask you one time, my sweet brother, okay? Make sure you answer me honestly. Okay? Do you love how my dripping pussy feels? That's a serious question. Answer me. Quickly. You do? Oh, dear brother. Oh, you're so sweet. So... Oh, everything I could ever want in a man, you know that. So, tell me now, brother. So I ride your cock and you keep thrusting up into me. Oh, do you want to come in me? Well, do you? Oh, that's what I thought. How perfect. Oh, so... Here is my last question, brother, and please, please choose wisely. Do you want to fuck my cunt raw and pulverize my fucking pussy till you drop dead? Or do you want to spend every second of the future spreading my legs and coming inside of me for eternity? Or do you want to spend eternity with me, sweet brother? Do you? Fuck yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Oh, you fucking precious little thing. I'm gonna fucking come on your cock. And when I do, oh, you're gonna come too, okay? Yes? Oh, fuck. I can tell you're close. I am too, dear brother. Oh. Out into me, okay? Are you ready? Oh, fucking come with me. Fucking come with me, cunt, and fill me. Come on. Oh, fill me till your seed spells out. Come on. Fuck, fuck. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, my dear brother. Oh, I can't wait to spend eternity with you. Let's fuck to our heart's content. Yes? What do I mean, eternity? Oh, don't tell me you're the type to say things you don't mean during sex. Well, I'm not. So, we're going to be together forever, starting now. Oh.